This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN chief urged Russia to resume the internationally brokered deal so that grain can be shipped from Ukraine's Black Sea ports during the war. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made the appeal during a speech in Rome Monday at the opening of a three-day food summit.
With the termination of the Black Sea Initiative, the most vulnerable will pay the highest price, as when food prices rise, everybody pays for it. We're already seeing the negative effect on global wheat and corn prices, which hurts everyone. But this is especially devastating for vulnerable people, vulnerable countries struggling to feed their people.
He told the gathering that there are already negative effects. The summit is reviewing progress and setbacks since the first food systems summit was held in 2021. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's bitterly divisive plan to overhaul the judiciary cleared a vote in Parliament Monday. More from Reuters, Zachary Goldman.
It's a political victory for his hardline religious nationalist coalition, but one that has provoked a political crisis and sparked the largest mass anti-government protests in the country's recent history. Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets for weeks, blocking traffic and likening Netanyahu to a dictator. Critics say the overhaul would undermine a key pillar of Israeli democracy, and the protests have prompted warnings from the army's top brass about the state's military readiness. Supporters of the move inside Netanyahu's coalition say the changes are needed to restore balance to the different branches of government.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman. A week-old wildfire on the Greek resort island of Rhodes has torn past defenses, forcing more evacuations. Strong winds and successive heat waves fueled three major fires raging elsewhere in Greece. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Tuesday condemned the late-night launch of two ballistic missiles by North Korea hours after a U.S. nuclear-powered submarine arrived at a naval base in South Korea.
This threatens the peace and stability not just of our country, but of the region and of the international community. It is unacceptable.
North Korea has reacted angrily, saying such a deployment could meet the criteria for its use of nuclear weapons. A man who beat a police officer with a flagpole during the Capitol riot has been sentenced to over 4 years in prison, APZ Donahue.
An American flag was attached to the flagpole as Peter Steger struck a Metropolitan Police officer with it three times, as others were pulling the officer headfirst into a crowd at the Capitol. After the beatings, Steger was captured on video, saying every single one of those Capitol law enforcement officers, death is the remedy. Everyone in the building is a treasonous traitor. Steger's attorneys say he tried to help others in the crowd and, shocked by what he saw, reached his breaking point and was seeing red when he picked up a flag on the ground. The lawyers also say once the adrenaline wore off, Steger told his wife he was horrified by his actions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Elon Musk has unveiled a new X logo to replace Twitter's famous blue bird as he follows through with a major rebranding of the social media platform he bought for $44 billion last year. The X started appearing on the top of the desktop version of Twitter on Monday, but the bird was still dominant across the smartphone app. In response to questions about what tweets would be called when the rebranding is done, Musk said that they would be called X's. Just another change that Musk has made since acquiring Twitter that has alienated users and turned off advertisers, leaving the microblogging site vulnerable to new threats, including rival Meta's new text-based app, Threads. U.S. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has escalated measures to keep migrants from entering the U.S. A Republican is pushing legal boundaries along the border with Mexico to install razor wire, deploy massive buoys on the Rio Grande, and bulldoze border islands in the river. Abbott has used disaster declarations as a legal bedrock for his measures. Now blowback over the tactics is widening, including from within Texas. State troopers' account of officers denying migrants water in summer heat and razor wire leaving asylum seekers bloodied has prompted new criticism. Mexico's government, the Biden administration, and local landowners are now pushing back. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.